And we're back, second hour. Matt Flynn Direct. I've got Matt Rothschild with me. Ah, that music just reminds me of how I don't see night crawlers on the road after it rains anymore. You see a lot of frogs out there. Let's get back to the action. Where were we, Matt? Robin Voss? Somewhere else?
Yeah, we're talking about Voss. We're talking about the Frankenstein monster that's at the base of the party and at the top of the party. The first thing we got to do, I think, the most urgent imperative is just to stop Trumpism. And this idea that he can get away scot-free with what he did between November 3rd and January 20th and the inauguration of Biden. And you know what gets me? You know, a lot of people in the media all of a sudden were making a lot of noise over the last couple of days because of his Texas speech where he's saying, the election should have been overturned. That's not new.
Right.
He was saying the election's got to be overturned when he was president. He gave a speech on December 2nd, 2020. He said, this is the most important speech of my life, and we've got to overturn the election in the swing states, and maybe we'll have a do-over vote. I mean, so, you know, where's everybody been? And this has been right hiding in plain sight.
Well, you know, I'm going to say that I actually knew it in November. and before the election, he was saying that it was going to be stolen. So this was something he knew. He knew he couldn't win. And the Republicans know that he can't win, or anyone like him, unless they restrict the vote. And that's what's going on. And I'm afraid they're going to be successful at some of it. I don't know if they can do the whole country like that. But if they do it in what they call swing states, you know, I hate all these terms. You know, what's the difference between a swing state and a not swing state?
Yeah, and what we need to do here in Wisconsin is, you know, first of all, beat back the anti-voter bills that are recirculating again in the legislature right now. Already last session or in the spring or in summer, Evers vetoed some of them, any of them that landed on his desk. I'm grateful for him for doing that. And, you know, this week there are like 10 new bills coming out of the legislature. And let's look at what their main goal is. One of their goals is, as you say, Mike, is to make it more difficult for people to exercise their freedom to vote, basic freedom here in this country and in this state. Make it much harder for folks in nursing homes, harder for anyone in Wisconsin to vote by absentee ballot, you know, erect all these barriers on the way to the voting booth or on the way to, you know, dropping your absentee ballot into the post office mailbox, you know, just make it harder every which way. And the other thing, which is even more disturbing, is destroy the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is ironic because Republicans created the Wisconsin Elections Commission because they didn't like the old Government Accountability Board because it was too nonpartisan. Well, now the Wisconsin Elections Commission is not partisan enough for them. There are three Democrats on it and three Republicans, and they don't like the fact that they don't have total control over it, so they want to destroy that and hand the power not only to administer elections but to certify elections over to the legislature itself or to the Secretary of State. And they're assuming that maybe Doug La Follette isn't going to win for Secretary of State again. That's why Amy Loudenbeck, the Republican Assembly person who was on the Joint Finance Committee, she decided not to run for re-election in the Assembly, and she's running for Secretary of State. So this is a long view. This is their plan that you can see in sight here. And that is, you know, one way or another, we're going to destroy the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and we, the Republicans in the legislature, are going to be able to say who won the election regardless of what the actual vote count was.
Yeah, but Matt, Clefish explained this to us. It would be better to just have one throat to choke, you know, kind of like when her husband gets his hand on a goose. You just choke it.
Yeah, nice image, huh?
I'm like,
you know, she loves the violent metaphors.
No doubt. Mercenaries and choking one throat.
She wants mercenaries.
What could go wrong? I mean
for any person who's held elective office, she was lieutenant governor, who's running for elective office, to be throwing around these violent metaphors after what we saw on January 6th, where Trumpites were using the American flag to bash in the heads of police officers. I mean, come on. We need to lower the rhetoric level here and not engage in this violent rhetoric. And so I think she's proving herself already to be just a pathetically poor candidate. I don't know if Kevin Nicholson's going to be able to beat her. I don't know if Tommy Thompson's going to throw his hat in the ring at some point, like Matt Flynn was suggesting yesterday.
Right.
You know, if I'm Tony Evers right now, I'm beginning to smile.
Yeah, no, I feel pretty good about where he is. I mean, the reason being, first and foremost, that they can't gerrymander an entire state for an election. So, you know, you got to count the votes, or so we think we.
I mean, that's a really, really important point, Mike. You know, there is this huge problem of gerrymandering, which we at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign spend a whole lot of time working on, as do a lot of other great activists in the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. But guess what? In statewide races, there's no gerrymandering.
Right?
Gerrymandering is only rigging the local districts. So everyone who's worried about their vote being diluted because of gerrymandering and think it doesn't count, well, it counts on these statewide races for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, Wisconsin Supreme Court. So absolutely, people have got to vote. Make sure you vote. Make sure you're registered to vote. Make sure your family members are registered to vote, and drag people to the polls. We didn't have enough people going to the polls during the Walker years. That's why we weren't able to knock him out while he was down.
Well, you're forgetting they want to destroy public schools in Milwaukee, so they possibly, they could try to gerrymander Milwaukee over to Michigan, and then we'd be in trouble. Then they could maybe get the state. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. They'll probably, oh, good one. Did you? They'll listen to the radio show to get good ideas, evil ideas, just because I came up with that. I'm so ashamed right now. Oh, well.
I mean, if they could do it, they'd do it. You got to know that.
Well, yeah, if you can think of it, they've done it, man. If you can think of it, they have done it. Right down to, you know, finding that fourth wife right during legislation, right, inside the building.
Well, you're mentioning Voss there, and Voss, I saw Voss testify about these new rigged maps, and he confessed on the stage, yes, we used partisanship when we were drawing the maps. I mean, he said that they were trying to tilt the maps in Republicans' favor, and that's what this whole movement to ban gerrymandering is about. No party should be able to do that. So, but there he was, smug as ever, just admitting it in front of everybody and saying there's nothing in the Constitution that prevents it.
Well, that's a KKK Proud Boy inside him, just slipping out. Because he does look like KKK to me. I can see him with that gown and the crown and all that. But did you see what La Crosse, or the 3rd District, is? It looks like Mark's Big Boy. The guy from the Mark's Big Boy holding the hamburger out. I saw it, and I'm like, oh, my God, that is so bad. I mean, it's supposed to be geographically. No, yeah, it's geographically designed to split up Democratic votes, and it's awful. It really is. It makes you feel like you don't live in a free country.
Right. And one thing they did, the Republicans this time around with their maps, they split up River Falls. And they took the, you know, that half that's university centered and sent it, you know, into rural, more eastern Wisconsin. And so that the votes of the Democrats in River Falls around the university would be totally diluted and gobbled up by the rural, more conservative voters. So, you know, it was all very intentional. That's what they do. That's the game they play. And it, you know, it's a bad game whether Democrats are doing it in Illinois or New York or Republicans are doing it here in Wisconsin. We just got to get rid of gerrymandering wherever it is.
Well, they are conservative. They can't come up with anything, right? No good ideas. We will be back in just a minute.